Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyett. A Victorian man has tested positive for COVID-19 after completing 14 days of quarantine at a Western Australian hotel. The man flew from Perth to Melbourne on Wednesday, where health authorities told him to get tested and quarantine. He returned a positive test result this morning. All passengers on Wednesday's Qantas flight 778 are considered close contacts. They must isolate for 14 days. Fewer than 10% of Australians have received a coronavirus vaccine. The federal government is preparing to expand the rollout to all over 50s from next month. Health Minister Greg Hunt has told the Nine Network supplies will be doubled.
What we see is the fast tracking of vaccinations for over 50s, for those that haven't caught up, from the 3rd of May. In addition to that, we have a very large increase in Pfizer in the latter part of the year.
The European Union says it will not block the shipment of 1 million AstraZeneca vaccine doses to Papua New Guinea. Trade Minister Dan Tehan says the responsibility is now on the pharmaceutical company to send the doses. In March, the European Commission blocked a shipment of 250,000 vaccines bound for Australia after AstraZeneca failed to meet supply deadlines in Europe. Intensive care beds in India's capital are almost all full, and six hospitals in Delhi have run out of oxygen. India has recorded the highest one-day tally of new COVID-19 cases anywhere in the world. There have been more than 314,000 new infections in the last 24 hours, and more than 2,100 deaths. The country has recorded close to 16 million confirmed infections. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told a virtual climate summit hosted by the US that Australia is on the pathway to achieving net zero emissions and will meet and beat its Paris deal commitments. He says Australia's emissions reduction strategy would be updated before the UN climate summit in November in Glasgow. Speaking at the same summit, European Council President Charles Michel has called on developed countries to increase funding for tackling climate change. The European Union has pledged 600 billion euros to the transition to green energy. Mr. Michel says carbon needs to be pushed out of new business models.
We urge all developed countries to scale up their contributions. If we want to be at peace with nature, we need to chase carbon from our business model.
Indonesian authorities and rescue teams are hoping a newly detected object with a high magnetic force is a missing submarine. The object has been detected at a depth of 50 to 100 metres in seas north of Bali, where the submarine was initially reported missing just over 48 hours ago. There are 53 crew members on board. Authorities warn oxygen will run out on Saturday. I'm Greg Dyett. This is SBS News in Easy English.